As you all know, for the last couple of weeks at least, I've tried to get through an outline that I have on a focus that is very important to us in our Christian walk, and that is live your calling. God has given each one of us a specific calling. Your calling cannot be exactly mine. You may be like Mitch and called to preach, but we will be different in our preaching. We will be different in our teaching. Not different Savior, but a different way of being able to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. God calls each of us. We learned that on the first Sunday. Everybody is called by God, but not everyone will answer that call. Then we looked also and we noticed that our calling was to be loved by God. I'm called, you're called to be loved by God. God started the love focus in your life. You didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I love everybody. God began that love in your heart. And when you would wake up and you would understand God loves me. You know, on our own, you know, love is a little wishy-washy. I love you today if you do what I tell you to do. If you don't do what I tell you to, I'm not going to love you as much tomorrow. God says, I love you all the time. Well, we have to get that in our heart. We must understand how deep God's love is. Now, can I break down the depth of God's love? No. Because it's God's love. God's love cannot be understood by us. It can only be accepted. I accept God loving me the way that I am. You know what God says to you and to me? I made you that way. Do you know the personality you have? God gave you that personality. Do you realize that in the giving of that personality, He will send other personalities your way? And as He sends those personalities your way, that's your calling. Not all are called to preach, but all are called to love others. Now, that love, though, began with God. Then we understood that God called each of us to belong. We need a family, to belong to the family of God. And when you belong to the family of God, you're with the greatest family that has ever been known throughout history. When you're a part of the family of God, the family members better take good care of you. The family members better be watching after you because you're a part of a family. It's not one of those deals where you say, okay, I belong to the church, which is the bride of Christ. We are the church together as the bride of Christ, and you and I must present who Jesus is in our heart, not who we are. We must show love to those who are hurting, to the Christians that have fallen and gotten down in a ditch of life. You better be down there with them trying to help them back up because they're family. And because of the family of God, it's the closest family you will ever be related to. You will never have the closeness, even in your own biological family, even as though you think you do. You won't. The real family in life is the family of God. And I'm talking about the family that puts up with each other. I tell you all the time, and it's the idea of the grouchy Christian. It's the idea of the happy Christian. Well, most grouchy Christians would be happier if the happy ones didn't tell them to quit being such a grouch and be happy. We are who we are. And God says, I'll use that personality. What's the key? The key is the family of God. The key is the family. Now, I belong to the family of God because God loved me first. And God says, because that I love you, I want you to understand something. I want you to love others. But now, Lord, some people are just hard to love. Now, if you could hear the other side of that comment, Yeah, you wasn't so easy yourself, Larry. You know, when God lays that love on your heart, there's a reason for it. Folks, you and I only have a twinkling of an eye in eternity here on earth. We're going to be here for a very, very short time. Some of our lives will be shorter than others. It's not the length of your life, whether it's long or short. It's what did you do with that life? Will anybody even care when you're dead? Have you sown the love of Christ in the heart of so many that they will be talking about what they learned from you through the Holy Spirit? Is our life meaningful? How do I have a meaningful life? Follow Jesus. See, God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't touch the heart of young men, young women, by mistake. There's no child ever born that was a mistake. All of us have a purpose. And God says, now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on my love for you, and you belong to my family called the church, which is the bride of Christ. This morning, I want us to look at, if I can get through it, we are called to become like Christ. That's a calling. I'm called to be closer to the Lord. I'm called to become more like Christ. Same calling that you have, I have. Now, God says, here's what I want you to do. With the gifts that I've given you, the talent that I've given you, I want you to take those gifts, take those talents, and I want you to glorify me with what I have given you. I have given you a gift and that talent. Glorify the name of my son in the gift that I've given you to glorify him with. It's sort of like an individual coming and saying, look, here's a gift I want you to give to someone that's very precious to me. That's God giving us Jesus. And he says, okay, here's your gift, Randy. Here's your gift, Larry. Now, I want you to give it away. I want you to take that gift, that talent that I've given you, and I want you to give it to those that I love. And I am going to introduce to my family. Christians, it is a shame, shame, when I hear Christians arguing in a church. Now, I will admit, we're so military here, we call each other's hand on just about everything. That's a good thing. But to hear different congregations saying, well, I can't stand that when that individual comes in the church. Maybe your presence is the problem with that individual also. They just don't say it. How about us getting back to God's business? And how about us getting our nose out of everybody else's? I have a job to do. I have a calling to take care of. That job and that calling are the same. I've got the love of God in my heart, so I must express that love. And I must express that love through the body of believers called the church. I belong. And then God says, I want you to know your call to become. I will be a becomer all the way through this physical life. I will become. Become what? I become more like Christ. There's no stopping. No stopping, slowing down to becoming like Christ. God says, be a becomer. See, I don't even have to be an overcomer. He already overcame it for me. So therefore, he says, I've taken care of the Goliaths. I've taken care of the mountains in your path. Here it is. It's a gift, Larry. I've given you. Now give it to my son. And I'll take care of the rest. Our whole journey focuses on carrying a gift that Almighty God has given us to hand back to his son. And he looked on the cross and he saw the heartbeat of life, the power of God. his bride, his wife. The love so precious, the love so true. God gave it all for me and you. God said, I love you. Here it is. The life that I've given you is my gift. It's my kid. I give you my Savior. I give you my love. I've given you everything from above. What will you do and what will you think? Will it matter to you? At the end of all you do, of all you've handled, will it matter to you what you do? Does it bother your heart when you see they're hurting? Does it touch your life to the point you're ready to say, here I am, Lord. Take me. Take me and give them life. Take me and give them peace. I give back to you, Father, what you've given to me. For the love is precious. The love is true. I've got all the love that I need from you. And God looks to our heart and sees the truth about why his son did bleed. His son gave all of who he was and who we would become. And God says, now I see you as my son. I see you in the presence of heaven galore, the presence of God like you've never seen before. The peace, he says, I offer to you is not a peace the world can give. The key peace that I give to you is my son and all that he did give. He gave his life. He gave his heart. He shed his blood so true. And he says, I'm doing it all for you and you and you. I will give to you what my Father gave to me. It's a heart so pure, one you can't see. It's the peace and the love so divine. And God says, listen, I am your vine. I want you to become the branch I've called you to be. The branch so strong, like a giant oak tree. You stand there like you're standing alone, but don't you forget, heaven's still your home. And as your roots grow down deep and you continue to grow, I will show you a life others don't know. A life in heaven, a life so true. A life that only I could give you. I love you this much, but don't run away. For tomorrow just might be your day. A day that I've called you, a day of my touch. A day that I say, you've done enough. The day that Christ reaches into my heart and he lifts me up. But I won't depart. For my children are here. The ones I love so dear. Those who touch our life. Those who care. I care for you. I care for your love. I care for your heart. I care from above. I care so deep. You're like my child. But don't worry, stand and fight. You'll be with me in a little while. It's time, and the time has come. For I must return. No one knows. No one understands. But to you I've given the blessing to overcome. That blessing is my heart that I give to each one. The heart that only I could begin to touch and to leave with you. And you see, yesterday you had just begun. Today your calling is to walk true. to walk like I show you to walk, and I'll walk with you. I'll be there when you're down. I'll be there when you're up. I'll be your Lord. I'll make you tough. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the power. For my son came down at the right hour. And as he came down, he came into the heart of all the world who wanted no part of a love that only God could give. And he said, I love you. You're my kid. I'll touch you. I'll walk with you. I'll make your life true. I'll direct you in all that you do. Trust me, says God, not just with nothing, but trust me with who you are, that I'm the one that gave you something. I'm the one who you'll see at the beginning. I'm the one who you live with throughout eternity. The eternity, God says, that I've given to you is from my heart. I love you. And soon you'll love me too. When you see how much I've forgiven in your life, to watch me pick up your body and carry you so tight, you're my child and the gates of hell will not prevail. For you see, I came one day just for you. I conquered hell. Don't worry about what you'll never have to see. Just make sure your trust is in me. I am your Savior. I am your kin. I'm your Father since way back when. There is no beginning of my love for you. There is no end of what I can do with who you are. A heart so pure. I gave it to you so you could endure. For during that time, all hell will break loose. All the world will not care what you lose. They'll take from you to give to another, but they'll deny the truth that I'm your brother. They say it comes from me, but it doesn't. The truth is, you see, my love for you is deep in your heart. That's where you began. It'll be there when you depart. I'll lift you up. I'll carry you away. And the world will look on that glorious day and wonder why you're no longer around. Then they'll remember what you laid down. Is it a path to me or a path to the world? Are you my son? Are you my girl? Are you not the one that I created to be? I created you to be like me. I created you from with my own hands, from the dust of the earth. No one understands. I love you. I'll send my servants to proclaim victory is only in Jesus' name. You'll watch them be treated rough like war. You'll see individuals like never before. You'll see those who are true and those who will keep the line that I've given them, and it ain't ye. Because God said, I've given you my son, my very own begotten one, for you to live right here, right now. But it won't be long till I come down. Will I find the faith when I come? Or will I find my children like wandering sons Am I not your God? Am I not the one you love? One day you'll see me up above. I'll stand before you as mighty God, my son, me. And all of heaven will look within and they will see. You're my child. You're my love. You're my peace. Come up above. Stand your ground and stand it strong, for the enemy's here. He won't be long, but what he will do is destroy us all. He'll reach to the mind. He'll touch the heart and try to make it thaw until it becomes hardened to the word that I've given you. But that word is the only thing that's true. The word that I give is above all else. And that word, I can tell you, is not coming to you by Christmas elves. It's a love pure, a love true. And there I am, Larry, saying to you, what can I do? What more can I give you? No more do I ask than what I've given you in the past. I'll give you the love. I'll give you the life. I'll give you the path. Stay on it right. Walk that path and follow my name. I am your God. I'm always the same. I will forgive. I will love. And I'll reach to that heart, and that heart I will hug. They'll break your body. They'll break your life. But remember something. You're the bride, my wife. I'm coming soon, sooner than you know. What will I find when I walk down that road? The road that I gave you is straight and is pure. Will you be on it? Can you endure? For what I give you is from my Father. And when I give you that love, there's no other. I'm your God. I've given you the calling. Now stand strong. Stand firm. There'll be no falling. For the love that I have that is so pure, I'll remind you time and time again, it is pure. It's not what you don't do that will hurt the world, but it's what you do as a boy or girl that leads away from the truth of life. Your battles in life, Larry. I've always fought. Think about it. Think about it in your heart. For what I have conquered is all that needs to conquering. What I have given you is all you'll ever need. The touch that I bring is above all else. It's the touch of a master. As he sees myself, as the master looks in, and the world tries to kill, we have a Savior, and that's not in his will. Our Lord will never forsake us. He'll never leave us alone. God says, I've given you my Son. Now you belong to me and me alone. And when you're my family, it won't be long. Times are hard and times are rough. Times will probably even get more tough. Look to me. I'm your Lord. I'm the one who has directed the horde. As they come at you, remember one thing. I am all powerful. They're just a thing. I will carry you. I'll lift you. I'll pull you up. God, have mercy on those who make it tough. On my children, they should not have touched not one hair, nor not one cuss. For when they did all that to you, they did it to me. I'm your Savior true. I've given you all that I know to give. Recognize it, if you will. And when you see what I've done in your life, stand strong. Let them threaten. I still own your life. I'm the one who'll come down. I'll stand with you firm. That's why you're to pray for them before they burn. They have no hope outside of me. And outside of you, they cannot see. You're a Christian now. You're a child of the King. I bought you. I've blessed you. I've given you everything. Hold on to what that I have given. Because the love of God is not a prison. It's the axe of the world that'll drag you down. It's the power of God that owns that ground. You stand upon the earth of God where Satan thought he'd never trod. But God said, yes, he is there, sure. But I promise you, son, daughter, you will endure. Trust in me like you did at first. As a child, I'll break down every verse. I'll give your calling, and that calling will be true. Because you see, there's no one that can love you better than I love you.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Folks, as your pastor, you know I love you. And each of us who lead a congregation, we need to be standing for the truth of God. We do have a job to do. It frightens me to no end when that happens to me. No, if I was going to plan it, it'd been different. It frightens me. But you know what really frightens me the most? It's the excitement that Jesus is coming. It's knowing. It's not just guessing, it's knowing. And do you know that God never broke one promise to you or to me? And he said, I want you to listen, but we got to listen with our heart, not our minds. Our mind is controlled so often by Satan. And I assure you, he won't have it long. But it's the heart, that spiritual you, that beginning of a young spirit. You see, our God is true. He just loves us so much. Just accept his love. Good gracious, folks. It all came from above. It is God. And in this generation, he is showing us, like no other generation I remember, except in Scripture, when the Holy Spirit fell upon the church and the Christians knew something. This is real. It is real. And you see, when you and I understand the reality of who God is, he is the only thing that is real for us, folks. The truth of life is in the Word of God, and the love of life is God. And He gave us His Son. What hope will a nation have, our nation? I'm sorry, I'm still shaking. What hope will our nation have if the church hides again? If the young preachers that are coming up back away from the truth to be popular, or will they stand strong to God's word no matter what? You see, I know I shake in His presence, but it's a good kind. It's the awesomeness, as you know in your own life, the awesomeness of God is so great. Every time I preach His word, I tremble. I'm afraid to make a mistake. You see, life is dependent on the word of God, not bread. The word of God. And you and I need to stand up and let the world know, no, our Savior is not dead. Amen. He truly lives. But as the church and together, our bodies are weak. Many minds have closed. We're set in a pattern. And nobody knows. It's a pattern of the world that sits here, folks. But Jesus says, when I speak to you, it'll not be to your mind. It'll be to the heart. That's all mine. God says, I love you. Shouldn't that be enough? Shouldn't the gifts He's already given make you and I tough for the world ahead? What hope do our children have? Our younger generation, if you and I don't speak the truth, stand for the truth, no matter what happens to us, because you see, they can beat us. Paul showed us that. They can throw us overboard. Jonas showed us that one. They can do all manner of evil against us. But they forgot one thing. I belong to God. And I'm not just a thing. I'm a person. I'm an individual. I am the servant of God. And as each child cries, what a blessing it is. For they are closer to the heart of God than all the wealthiest of all. It's like becoming a kid. Let it happen in our heart, folks. Let His word be true as you and I go and do what we need to do. As we have prayer this morning, a time to commit, please, I encourage you, don't quit. Don't quit with the heart God's given you. That's the only thing that's pure. Stand strong. Stand firm. Yeah, we will endure. He picked a Marine to preach His word. Gosh. I'll never understand that in this world. But you see, it wasn't the Marine. I know now. It was a snotty-nosed kid on Buffalo Hill who was poor as dirt, just wanting to see and to hear a good word from somebody. Didn't care who it was. Somebody. Give me a good word. Do you know what it's like for a child to hurt? To be starved to death, wanting love, wanting someone to just say, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. We'll work through all the other. See, that's the Father that you and I serve. Folks,
It don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we beg you, dear Lord God, that you will touch our life as you touch our heart. Touch this vehicle called our body, that we might have the strength to carry on, that we might have the courage and the boldness that only you've given us, to understand that as we go, others will hear. And as they hear, they will turn to your word, to your truth, to your Son. And each of us will have that new beginning, Father. Watch us, I pray. Give us that courage and the holy boldness, for we beg it in the name of Jesus. Amen.